Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
I tried to harmonise with you, but you didn't
How
get to hear it.
Good an actor am I, can I just say?
You're absolutely exceptional, and I don't understand why you've not won an Oscar or at least a BAFTA.
Well, there's time.
There is no time left. And
I'm 28, I'm practically dead.
There's no jobs, so there's no point. How great is the sea shanty phase of lockdown?
It's good. I mean, I've only heard the one. I don't know if there are other. I'm just going to turn my mic down a little bit.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to get a new mic. I'm going to get a professional microphone. I mean, I'm probably not going to use it for this podcast because I'm going to set up a, in our linen cupboard, I'm going to make a little studio.
And is that for like voiceover?
Yeah.
Like audiobook type things?
Yeah.
Tilly, can I ask you?
Because I think it's the only, yeah, please
sorry,
ask me.
Sorry, no, I'm interrupting. I just, no, I can't sleep at night because I did an audiobook last January that never came out. Do you think I did such a bad job that they're just not going to release it?
Well, no, I think they'd just cast someone else and then release it. Did they pay you?
Yeah.
Well, then who cares?
Well, I just think it was the worst job I ever did in my whole life, and I'm so mortified about it. Like, I literally...
Do you want to hear the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me?
Yes, please.
I was cast to do a video game. I can't say what the video game is because I had to sign an NDA. The video game is originally Japanese. Now, bearing in mind, when I recorded this, I was 23. So that's 5 years ago.
Okay.
I've grown up a lot.
I've never heard this story. I can't believe it. Is it that bad?
It's not that bad. It's just a little bit embarrassing.
Okay.
And you might cringe.
Okay.
I mean, well, fucking hell, all the stories you've told on the podcast, am I not allowed to have one slightly embarrassing story?
No, I just thought maybe
I become unlikable if I've done something embarrassing?
I thought maybe it was so embarrassing that this was like your coming out story, like you've never told it before and now this is it, but no.
Basically, I auditioned for this video game. I was really excited because I'm a complete geek and all I really want to do, other than being big shiny TV shows for loads of money, is do video game voiceovers. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I auditioned, it went really well, the director really liked me, really liked what I did with the character.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of did a sort of female Sean Bean vibe.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
gave the character like a Yorkshire accent and it was very, you know. Anyway, I get to the actual studio and the game is originally Japanese. And there's two Japanese people from the studio there, and there's a translator. I studied Japanese at GCSE when I was 16. So I thought, I'll say hello in Japanese.
Oh my God, I'm going to die.
So I did that.
No.
And I experienced a level of silence that I thought... I didn't think it was possible, actually, for human beings to emit crickets. But both of these gentlemen did emit crickets when I said, it's nice to meet you in Japanese.
Oh, no.
And I think from then on, really, they were going to cut me out of the game. And I can't really blame them. I don't think it really, even if I'd gone in the booth and done, like, the best performance...
But wait, what were
of
they...
Of my life.
Why were they just... Did you not do a good... Did you not do the correct accent?
I mean, who knows? I mean, I
think they were
they were just like, why is this white girl, like, saying hello in our own language when we've got a translator? And That's not really what we're here for.
I think that's very rude of them. I think you were trying to show that, you know, you shouldn't just always talk in English just because none of us can speak any of the languages.
I thought they would think that I was special and different, and instead they were so embarrassed for me, which is fair enough.
Oh, I'm really sorry, and I thank you for sharing, because it has...
I've made myself sad now.
Oh, no, Tilly, but you know what you've done? A purely selfless act, because you've made me feel really great.
Have I?
Yeah, you have. Cause...
And then they cut me out of the game, but they paid me.
They cut you out of the game?
Yeah, they replaced me with a RP actress.
What the
And didn't
hell?
Tell me as well. What they just the released hell? The game and didn't tell me.
People are so rude.
But I was really embarrassing and I deserved it. So
I don't think you also, deserved
I did
it.
Get paid thousands of pounds Aww. To just embarrass myself.
Is so... it worth it though? Is it worth it? That's the question.
Yeah. The great thing was when I was in the booth and they would literally talk for like 5 minutes in Japanese about how much they hated what I was doing. And then the translator would say like one thing. And I was like, I'm not fluent, but I know that they said more than what you said.
The thing is, it's like the equivalent of when you do audio work and they talk with the mic on so you can hear for some of it and then with the mic off for a lot of it. And exactly that, where the mic is off, they're having a really long conversation and then they turn the mic on and say one small thing. And they clearly have said a lot more to each other than that. Do you know what else translates into lots of different language? Is people laughing at you. Because when I did, do you remember that thing that was in... abroad.
With Antonio Banderas. Was it with Antonio Banderas?
No.
Why am I so offensive today? What is happening?
It's because we're about to do Jedward. Oh, that's
fucking
so
hell,
funny.
We can't release any of this. I'm just so culturally insensitive.
Do you know what's
fucking
amazing?
Hell.
None of it is as bad as you think it is. But you cringing is amazing. Honestly, Tilly's literally shriveled up to the size of like a prawn. But they were looking at my hair and they were talking in what I think was maybe Bulgarian. I'm being offensive. Some European language that is not English, therefore I do not care. And they were talking about my hair. They were doing my hair and talking about my hair and they were laughing. And I wanted to say, laughter is the same in every language. I can see that you're laughing at my hair. But I didn't. I just sat there really quietly. And
it's an instinct thing, though. Me and Ken went to the Shard, hilariously. I got a Groupon.
Did you go up
for
it?
Him to take me up the Shard. Yay! And we went up the Shard. and we got in the lift and there was this very stylish French couple with us in the lift. And they were very conventionally pretty people. And... they were looking at us and talking in French and laughing.
Aww.
And I thought, don't do that thing you do, Tilly, mate, where you always think that people are looking at you and judging you and that they don't like you.
But they were.
But then we got out of the lift and then Ken was like, I think they were laughing at us.
Aww.
And he literally would not notice anyone.
But you can tell, can't you, when people are pointing and laughing, that they're pointing and laughing, whatever language they're talking in.
I mean, who knows what they were saying?
Maybe they were saying, she's off the telly.
No, they were laughing at us.
God,
going, look at those two.
That is tragic. Do you know what my favourite thing is? Just thinking of people being horrible in public.
Yeah.
Is me and Matt get catcalled all the time because people think he's a woman. And it's...
Matt does.
Yeah. No, like as in, I'll be walking along with Matt and from behind, because he's got sort of longish hair and wears quite like femme clothes and stuff. Mm. People will beep or catcall us and he responds by screaming in a way that only a man with a very deep voice can scream. And it's the most satisfying response to anybody catcalling you ever.
Mm.
He's like, it's amazing. When I'm on my own, I'm like, I wish I could do that. I wish
I could bark with the ferocity of a man.
Mm.
I'm consumed with anxiety now. I don't think I can share that story. I think people will...
nobody will judge you. I honestly think it makes them look really rude.
No, it makes me look like an embarrassing weeb who's watched too much anime. I'm older and wiser, guys.
What is hello in Japanese?
Well, I'm definitely not going to say it because I obviously didn't say it right because they looked at me like I was from space. From space.
Oh.
But I was an idiot. Don't do that if you end up in a professional situation. It doesn't make you special. It will get you cut out of the game.
The thing is, it's so hard because, like, we just meet so many different people in so many different contexts, and you constantly want to make a good first impression. Like, life is trying to constantly just make a good first impression. And I don't know about you, but I just lie awake at night at all the bad first impressions that I made, and I'm like,
oh my god. The thing is, I with that one now, I've kind of processed it because it was 5 years ago, and I've told it a lot as a joke to make fun of myself. But when you fail like that, it's so painful. Like, because you're not failing in like a, oh, I fell over. It's like, oh, you did the wrong thing.
My character is not good. My personality misfired.
Yeah.
And is bad. But Tilly, that's not what happened to you, I promise. It's not as bad as you think.
Anyway, I had an audition this week for a different video game company.
Yes.
And I smashed it.
And is that why you're getting the booth now?
Huh?
Is that why you're now getting the booth in your linen closet?
No, I was going to do that anyway. But it went really well. And so I feel like I've kind of, you know,
redeemed.
I didn't try and speak in anyone else's language. And I just did some acting and they liked
Yay.
It. So hopefully I can rest in peace to my own embarrassment.
What was the thing I said to you the other day that I really think is like the wisest thing I've ever... You're only as traumatised as your last job.
Mm.
And I think that is... Actually, I kind of think it's not true now, thinking back on all the jobs that I've done that I lie awake at night thinking about. But I like to think it's true that you can, like you say, you can do a good job and rectify your past wrongs.
I think you're only as hopeful as your last job.
Oh, that's nice.
No, it's not.
Do you know what's great about you, though, Tilly? Is I feel like the story is never, and then I did bad acting. Whereas with me, the punchline is always, and then I did really bad acting. So like, I was embarrassing, I did something really cringe, and then I did a really bad job of the actual thing that I was being paid to do. Whereas you're normally, I would say, pretty a safe bet to deliver the goods.
In 95% of cases, I deliver the goods.
You do.
But it makes the 5% of times where I don't quite traumatic for me and for everyone involved.
Yeah. It's awful when you suddenly are like, oh my God, why can't I do my job?
I mean...
Oh, well.
Anyway, welcome to the Mistakes podcast where we ruminate on all of our past mistakes and share them with you in the hope that, like, you won't hate me or judge me or take something out of context and then post it on the internet and try and ruin my life.
Fingers crossed.
I'm so scared of the internet. I'm over it, mate. I'm over it. We've ruined it.
I think it's...
It was meant to be the brave new frontier. It was meant to be a way of us all connecting. And now it's just like, who will we hound onto suicide watch this week?
It's so interesting.
And admittedly, I join in because Armie Hammer, hilarious. Armie Hammer, the Jedward of Hollywood. Hope he's all right. I wish him the best, even though he might have done something really bad. But there we go.
This is Bitch, and every week we talk about a different person. We dissect, we divulge, we veer wildly off track, as proven in the first 10 minutes.
And maybe sometimes I should take a mental health day instead of doing the podcast.
This is your self-help. And isn't that a tragic thing?
Well, it's the only way you will speak to me, so.
Hey, we caught up last week. No recording devices in sight.
I don't remember. My memory is like in 10-minute blocks.
See, this is why I never...
10-minute blocks and everything bad I've ever done.
I don't bother hanging out with you because you never remember, so what's the point?
You could just start making stuff up.
I was going to say.
Yeah, we went for a drive last week.
I came round to your house with flowers.
I want to go and watch the stars with you.
Oh, yes. I was telling Tilly my New Year's resolution. Oh, you do remember.
Yeah, of course I remember. I just don't remember when it happened.
I see.
I remember that we talked about it, but I have no
Yeah, you're right. Actually, me neither, because what is time? Yeah. I was saying to Tilly my New Year's resolution is to learn all the constellations and go stargazing. So we're going to do that at some point. Mm. I feel like we're recording this very before, good grammar, we release it. So all
I mean, that was a very Jedward way of phrasing that. Very before. Edward, I'm talking. Shut up, Edward.
Oh, that's so them. Also, right, Edward so gets the better deal there, doesn't he? I didn't know what Jay's name was until I looked on Google.
Jedward. Jedward and Edward, that's their names. He actually gets the better deal.
Yeah, his you're name's right. Jedward. Jedward.
Imagine if you got a dog and you called it Jedward.
Oh, please get a dog and call it Jedward. And then have a son called Edward and go walking with Jedward and Edward.
Imagine if you called your dog Jedward. Sorry. I'm really sorry.
So this week we're doing Jedward.
You got lipstick on, da-na-na.
Wow.
I watched 10 minutes of an interview, and that is my research. Everything else, just vibes.
Shall I read the Wikipedia page?
Yeah. And the Wikipedia page, by the way, is one of the longest.
It's so long. They've clearly been updating this themselves.
All their devoted fans, who knows?
And also, well,
things I want to know about that I don't yet know about,
yeah,
are
go on.
Their friendship with Tara Reid.
Okay.
Who I think they live with.
Oh.
In lockdown.
Oh.
And that's it, really.
It says on Wikipedia that it's the 20th birthday of Wikipedia. How great is that?
Mm.
God, that's gross. I remember when it came out. I'm old.
You remember when Wikipedia came out?
Yeah, do you not?
No.
Maybe I don't.
Didn't have the internet.
Maybe I just remember it in its early days when everything on it was wrong. And school used to be like, don't get your facts from Wikipedia.
Don't get your facts from Wikipedia.
But now, I feel like it's, I mean, I know it's not 100%.
You know when they ask people for money, I'm like...
Oh, I've given them money.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, we should give them money. The whole podcast is based around Big Jimmy.
That's
you never hear about him.
Big, no, but this is why I gave them money, because...
Is he an unproblematic legend? We should do him.
Let's do him. Uncle Jimmy. It's great. It's free. It is just what it says on the tin. It wants...
Has he never done anything evil? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. Shall I Wikipedia him? What's his second name?
I guess maybe, like, if you make an online encyclopedia, you're not the sort of person who would be inclined
to
make something evil.
And I think the whole ethos of Wikipedia is they want the world's knowledge to be available to everybody. Like, that's a pretty unevil goal, isn't it? Like, what an amazing thing. Yeah, let's do Jimmy. But in the meantime, John and Edward Grimes, who knew? Born the 16th of October 1991.
Related to, of course, Elon Musk's. Yeah.
You're evil. Tilly's tricking me.
I exist only to troll at this point. The only thing that gives me joy.
Born the 16th of October 1991. I'm so happy to finally be doing someone older than us for a change. Collectively known as Jedward, are an Irish singing and television presenting duo. They are identical twins. First appeared as John and Edward in the sixth series of The X Factor 2009, generating a phenomenon of ironic popularity described as the Jedward paradox. They finished in sixth place and were managed by Louis Walsh. They had everything against them, but they are ranked the most financially successful former X Factor contestant.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Did you like them on the X Factor?
No.
This was the time when everyone still watched the X Factor, so.
Yeah, no, I found them really annoying.
Oh, I loved them.
Did you?
I loved how annoying they were.
I think as well I was at a time of being very like, we should all be engaged with the world, and I found them so superficial and dumb. Sorry.
And now, hilariously, they've become Marxist Jedward.
Yeah. I mean, I love them.
We all need to wear our masks. You people, you're ruining the planet.
It's great. It's so good. So they've been, for people that don't know, they've been speaking out, haven't they, about, you know, the injustices and wrongs of things, and particularly around COVID deniers.
I really, when I listen to them speak, I just think anything could be true, you know? Like,
what do you mean?
I just feel like they're just different, aren't they? And that's good.
Yeah. I like that they don't, they're not very articulate, really. They don't form complete thoughts, and they really overlap. And I feel like that's a bit like us in a way, isn't it? But it doesn't mean that they don't have deep thoughts, and they don't have really strong opinions and morals. And
yeah, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be nice to us, because we're just we're the like Jedward of the podcast world.
Please,
we're trying
love
our best.
We're having a renaissance.
We're not as cute as Jedward, though.
Oh my god, they're so cute, aren't they? So cute.
They're so cute.
They've really grown into themselves as well, become like less sort of
I think they're really handsome now.
Oh yeah.
The jawline. I think when they were younger, there was something not as...
Well, they were children,
maybe it was
they?
The outfits and stuff they were putting them on in the X Factor, but now I just think, God, you're both great to look at.
Yeah. They're sort of very pretty, like, and they... Yeah, just pretty faces, great eyebrows, great lip gloss. Mm.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shall I read some of their recent tweets?
Yeah. You have to do it in the accent, though.
Oh, God. I can do the accent. Wait, my parents are half and half.
Let's just tag this whole episode for cultural insensitivity.
Me dad's a muggle. Me mom's a witch. Okay. Power is choice. Go team, repeal the 8th Amendment, clappy emoji. A big fuck you to being controlled. You own your body and future, love heart. It's just great. It's so great.
But what's so... It's just like they... Correct me if I'm wrong. They had no political opinions until this year.
As far as we
know.
And
then suddenly their Twitter became... Yeah. They became very... They decided to use their platform.
I agree. I feel like they've... also suddenly become adults. I know that's really patronising, but I feel like so much of their USP was about being really silly, and that was great. You know, if you look at the clips of them on Big Brother and stuff, it's all about like chaos and play and not playing by the rules or whatever. And I feel like the interview that you sent me of them on The Late Late Show or whatever it's called, they're doing this sort of, they're wearing their suits and they're doing this very serious interview where they, I don't know, they're being really thoughtful about things and they're saying there's more to us than the big care.
Grown up Jedward,
so cute. Because they've had the bereavement, haven't they, of their mum dying. And they talked about that on the Late Late Show and how that sort of forced them into growing up. And also, I think it's, I don't know. I feel like maybe that's a bit of the motivation with the COVID stuff, because they talk about being with her when she died and how it breaks her heart knowing that people aren't with their loved ones at the moment. And
it's such an empathetic stance to take, to think about other people in the same position.
Totally.
It's a very compassionate...
Yeah.
It shows that they have a lot of compassion
for
other people.
You're so right, because, you know, really, no one would blame them for focusing on themselves at the moment. But, yeah, they're doing all these videos about Donald and Trump here. I've hacked Jedward's Twitter because my account has been deleted.
Great. Satire.
I know, yeah. Look at that. Cracking jokes. So who is it you want to learn about their relationship with?
Tara Reid.
How do I find that out?
The American actress Tara Reid, I think, is their best friend.
That's so cute.
It's adorable. American... I just want to know, like, in the Jedwood house, like, who does the washing up? All right, they've probably got a dishwasher, they're rich as fuck. Who stacks the dishwasher? Who...
It's definitely John, isn't it?
Who hoovers?
Am I right in thinking Edward's the slightly more dominant of the two? I mean, they're pretty evenly matched, but...
They seem to... I don't really think there is a quiet one. I think they're both...
Yeah, you are right. You know. Do you know, they're very respectful of each other as well when they're talking. Like, they really overlap, but they do really, like, listen and give each other space, and they don't try and over-explain each other. They just listen and...
Well, it is... I mean, not to be massively stereotypical about twins, but it is kind of like you're listening to one mind formulate.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want me to read this Metro article? Jedwood and Tara Reid reveal how they ended up in lockdown together. Yes, Tara Reid and Jedwood explained how they ended up in lockdown together during the coronavirus pandemic on today's Loose Women. Because, you know, it's wild. They went on Loose Women. Don't know why I'm surprised by that. The American Pie actress and Jedwood, real names John and Edward, became unlikely best mates after teaming up in the 8th series of Celebrity Big Brother in 2017. No, I didn't either. I don't recognise her. She's in American Pie. Anyway.
Yeah.
Still, when it was revealed they were shacked up at Tara's LA pad during lockdown, the world reached peak. WTF. Who has written this? I feel Big Brother is a place which brought us close, and coming out of the house, we've got closer because we had so much life experience together, said John. We've travelled the world. She came to Ireland.
Cute.
So she's just invited them in, I think. Oh, here we go. The twins were already staying with the 44-year-old before the coronavirus caused a universal lockdown, but briefly returned to Ireland for a St. Patrick's gig. Tara was like, you have to come back, they recalled. Thankfully, we made it. That's so strange. There we go.
Do you think she, like, cooks for them?
Maybe that's,
Maybe it's, like, she's looking after them.
Yeah, you are right. A bit of a surrogate. Maybe that's who loads the dishwasher. Get Tara Banks to do it.
Tara Banks?
Tara Feeney. What's her name? Tara.
Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
Imagine Jedwood in lockdown with Tara Banks. I have two photographs in my hand. I've never seen Next Top Model, so I don't know. Don't know anything about it.
Yeah. So, general thoughts, we think they're good.
Yeah.
We think they're good. They're so young.
Yeah.
They're 29, like, they've got a big career ahead of them.
Have I?
Yeah, when you think about, I just think, when I think about it not in relation to myself, that is a really young age.
Mm. Yeah, when I don't think about me, when you see that age to someone else, you're like, oh.
Got a long way to go.
I can't wait to see what they do next.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Jedwood. I'm like, there's so much potential here. Imagine Jedwood hosting Eurovision.
Why haven't they done Eurovision? Why do we never put anyone good?
Imagine if it was in Ireland and Jedwood hosted Eurovision. Imagine forcing Jedwood to interact. Imagine forcing Graham Norton to interact with Jedwood.
I wonder if they've ever been on Graham Norton, do you think?
I don't know, but I bet
What a combination.
Because he's so dry, he'd just be like, what are you, and either of you on about?
I feel like I've watched that interview, surely.
I know what you mean. I feel like I've seen something.
Because I
Maybe
feel like they also thrive under interviews where the presenter is a bit mocking of them. Yeah, they've been on Graham Norton.
But what I kind of like about them is I think they kind of don't care, or it doesn't really register to them when people...
I think,
don't take them seriously or take the piss out of them. It's like it just doesn't affect them.
Yeah, or even more than that, I think that they play up to it and they see that they're baffling somebody or they're fascinating somebody.
Mm.
And they go, yeah, and what?
They kind of like it.
Yeah, they embrace
it. I suppose when you have someone else supporting you, you can do things that maybe would be scary otherwise.
Yeah.
Like me and you.
Aww. You've been listening to Bitchin' with Tilly Steele and Helen Monks. Our music is by Dave Cribb and our artwork is by Luke W. Robson. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you're enjoying it, and do follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We love to hear from you.